I'm addicted.
I'm addicted to DJ T Mellow.
You are now free to mix about the country.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are tuning in to the best part of your evening. This is the 9 o'clock lounge on radio.dominican.edu. Who else? It's your boy, DJ Tumelo. All right, and I got to tell you guys, man, I got a special one for you guys tonight. I got to tell you, man, I'm not even feeling the weather, man. You know, like the boy walk into the studio and he got his little hot cocoa over here. It's a cold one. So needless to say, I want to let you guys know, man, it's a cold one, which is kind of fitting because I got a chill show going on for y'all tonight. Must not be that cold, man, because I burned my tongue a little while ago with this hot cocoa. I want to give an early shout out to everyone who's enjoying this cold weather. You see, the only thing that I don't like about this weather, really, the only complaint I can have is that, you remember how hot it was a couple days ago? And I'm talking to everybody who lives around the Marin area or California in general. Just the weather's just been, to say the least. It's going from really hot and all of a sudden it wants to just jump right into winter weather. Like, we got to get ready. You got to prep us. Like, I want to go through my sweater phase before I jump into my jacket phase. You know, I went from flip-flops to jacket. Didn't even give me a chance, so I gotta say, for all of you guys who enjoy the cold weather, congratulations, man. I'm not one of those people. I actually do not like the cold weather. Me and cold weather do not work well. My energy, physically, I mean vocally, I still can carry the same energy, but physically, man, it's just harder to get out of bed those mornings, man. It's just a little bit colder each morning in the wintertime. So I'm going to give you guys a review of last week, man. So I guess it's just going to be a regular thing that I'm going to get complaints about these little segments, huh? Can't have a little fun without somebody yanking my chain. What can I say, though? That's life. So last week I did one on pretentious rich jerks and their parties. And I got to say, man, I got some surprisingly negative, like, it were positive, but then like, dang, like the haters was just on their hate face. Who haterisms? Who? Oh, man. So I mean, generally I got pretty good reviews, but then the people who were really on it were really on it. So in response, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to bring back your friendly dictionary. And, of course, your usual day of stupidity. We got For Real For Reals, all your favorite segments. A lot of news, man. I got to tell you, the world is moving around us. And I got to give you guys a good one. Actually, I got a special one for you guys next week, man. I'm about to give you some really scary music. I should have given this to you on Halloween, but your boy slipped up a little bit. It's cool, though. I'm about to give you guys the business. I want to give a quick shout-out to Cartel Music Group. Still doing the blog thing. Shout-out to Cartel Chris. Early one there. I actually want to give a couple more shout-outs, man. I want to give a shout-out to everybody. Every student at the collegiate level who still has the grip on their sanity up to this point, man. It's pretty crazy. It's November. So, you know, it's crazy. I actually want to give another shout out to all the 49er fans. Ooh, the 49er boys tore it up, man. I can't say the same thing about my other team, though. I'm talking about Pumas, if you guys follow Mexican soccer. Man, they disappointed me. The one thing that you couldn't do, you had 5 weeks left. You had it all but wrapped up. At one point, you were number one. What a collapse. Oh, goodness. It's going to be one hell of an offseason. I got to say that much. I'm going to give a shout out to all of my listeners up in Fort Worth, Texas. All of California, of course. And around the globe, that includes my family. That includes my mama. I hope you're checking me out, man. You know, it's just been a little bit of an issue getting these things up live. But you know what, man? It's all cool, man. I'm not the kind of guy that runs down and grabs one cow. I like to walk down and get them all. So anything that I could do for my community, well appreciated. I actually want to throw another shout out in the direction of all the people who are still Raider fans after watching last game. Wow, that's crazy. That's some loyalty, man. I'd be pretty mad. But you know what? Like, truth be told, both Niner and Raider fans have been pretty loyal. I mean, they've both been, like, on their P's and Q's about their teams. Because it's been 8 years. Neither one has made it to the playoffs. And right now, like, I'm really pushing for the Raiders to be in the playoffs. Because I dream of a day where it's just a California showdown in the Super Bowl. Because I know that the Niners are going to beat the snot out of the Raiders. But, hey, that's just my opinion. So, I'm going to give you all the business. We got your favorite, your friendly dictionary. This week, I told you guys that I was going to do police, so police, let it be police. I'm going to give you for real, and I tell you, man, stupidity never takes a day off. And then we also got the real definition of opinion, son. And a little bit of my preview, at least as to what my progress is with this here mixtape that I've been playing with y'all, so... I mean, it's a bunch of stuff to check out. I gotta tell you, man, I got some cool music coming up, man. And I already told you guys, man, I got Tyler on the joints. You guys know him as T-Baby. A little bit more of your local artists and not so local artists. A little bit of international swag gonna be up in that mixtape. You guys definitely gotta check it out, man. Man, just feeling good out here, man. It's a little cold. It's a little chilly. It's not too bad in the studio. The studio usually, whatever temperature you got, at about 15 degrees, and that's what the studio is all the time. I don't know if it's something they do on purpose or it's just, like, that's the way it plays out. But, I mean, that's what we're working with. And, I mean, that's what the business is. I got a couple cool joints for you guys too, man. I know I've been getting a lot of comments about the joints that I'll be playing on my shows. I got some pretty cool ones, man. One's actually a throwback. One of them is, and two of them are, I mean, music that you gotta know. Like, they're songs you know, man. So we got a pretty good lineup right now. And just have your ear, because some of this music is actually gonna be on my mixtape. So just be on the lookout, man. You're about to hear some of it. It's pretty tight. Any of y'all see that Bears game? Oh, you guys didn't see it? Yeah, yeah. The Eagles lost again. I don't know about that Dream Team, man. You know, a Dream Team's supposed to play really good. Nah, man. They're not hot right now. Man, they got lit up again. I'm in disbelief. It's crazy. How can you? And the most of their losses have been at home. For all of you guys who are wondering, they've already lost three at home. They've lost two on the road. I mean, this one was at home, Veterans Weekend. You get beat by the Bears of all teams. Bears aren't gonna get that far. They'll probably get to the wild card, if that, because the Lions and the Packers are looking pretty hot this year. So. I don't know, man, but when we come back, we're going to actually get into the show. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm Too Mellow.
This is a radio.dominican.edu exclusive.
What's up, you undeserving, ungrateful, ignorant, evil listeners?
When I'm not busy changing the world or pollinating the world's flowers, I listen to radio.dominican.edu, even if they don't got a red carpet or nothing. Hey, your mama wasn't doing it.
Young money. Yeah. So. I tell her, knock down, pop that pussy for a real nigga. I already know that life is deep, but I still dig her. Niggas is jealous, but really I could care less. I'm in Hell's Kitchen with an apron and a hairnet. Devil on my shoulders, the Lord is my witness. So on my Libra scale, I'm weighing sins and forgiveness. What goes around comes around like a hula hoop. Karma is a bitch, well just make sure that bitch is beautiful. Life on the edge, I'm dangling my feet. I tried to pay attention, but attention paid me. Haters can't see me, nosebleed seats. And today I went shopping, and talk is still cheap. I rock to the beat of my drum set. I've been at the top for a while and I ain't jumped yet. But I'm Ray Charles to the bullshit, and I jump up on that dick and do a full split. She just started to pop it for a nigga and looked back and told me, baby, it's real. It's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I could tell how it feel. How it feel. I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby, you know the deal. And she bad, so maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah, do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will, she will. Yeah. I tell her. Knock down, pop that pussy for me. Haters can't see me, but them bitches still looking for me. And you could take that to the bank and deposit that. Put your 2 cents in and get a dollar back. Some people hang you out to dry like a towel rack. I'm all about I give the rest of the vowels back. I like my girl thick, not just kinda fine. Eat her till she cry. Call that wine and dine. Try to check me and I'ma have them checking pulses. They say choose wisely, that's why I was chosen. Rocking like asphalt, it's the cash fault. Looked in the face of debt and took its mask off. Now I like my house big and my grass soft. I like my girl face south and her ass north. But I'm Ray Charles to the bullshit. Now hop up on that dick and do a full split. She just started to pop it for a nigga and looked back and told me, baby, it's real. It's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I could tell how it feel. How it feel. I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby, you know the deal. And she bad, so maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will.
Ladies and gentlemen, Drizzy.
She just started to pop it for a nigga and looked back and told me, baby, it's real. And I say I ain't doubt you for a second. I squeeze it and I could tell how it feel.
Feeling like the sky is opening and I am entering.
I wish we could take off and go anywhere but here, baby, you know the deal.
Feeling like the world is falling.
So maybe she won't, but shit, then again, maybe she will. Yeah.
do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, yeah. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will, she will. Maybe for the money and the power and the fame right now. She will, she will, she will. Do it for the realest niggas in the fucking game right now. She will, she will.
And you're listening to She Will by Lil Wayne featuring Drake off the Carter 4. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
You're listening to The Sound.
And we back. Like I said, man, if you have any requests for any of the music, just let me know. I mean, I'm not hard to find, pretty much. Luckily for me, I don't really have stalkers anymore, so it's cool. Alright, so it's about 9:18 in the PM, and we about to get into it, man. We about to get into business. So we have your friendly dictionary. This week we have police. So we got 10 words for y'all to review, man. You guys got to get on your P's and Q's about these words, man. It's off the hook, man. So you got, anytime you hear these words, you'll be just as educated about it as I am. Trust me, it works. All right, so the first word lined up is 187. Which is police code for homicide, pretty much, or any form of death. Then we have the 50, which is code for police officer. All right, so here we go. We're still doing this, man. So then we have the word justice, and I just learned this one, man, because I mean, I was kind of iffy about what the word actually entailed. So you know, I went and took a look at it. Justice means the complete lack of mercy. All right, and then we got the next ones, which is like for necessary action, and that means unnecessary action. It means the opposite, because I mean, apparently from what I've seen, they go and say necessary action, and then I see the video of a cop, two cops beating the dude. You tell me what part of that was necessary. I mean, the guy isn't even fighting back at some point. He's just laying there defending himself. He's not even fighting. Crazy how that works. So self-defense means shooting an unarmed assailant, apparently. Again, like, you know, these are all based on observations, and some of them are actually based on facts. Don't hate me too much for this either, man. You know, I'm just working off what I observe, you know. I'm not even trying to get into like any problems or nothing. I'm just putting you on game, man. You guys got to be informed. Like, you guys got to be just as informed as I am, maybe even more, because the exposure for the common individual is crazy. So then we got sirens, which is the best weapon against a red light. A red light being a green light. Because no matter if the light is green, the light is yellow, the light is red, they turn on the sirens and they run it. Canine unit is a dog with a highly discriminant taste, typically for minorities. Okay, now I'm not even trying to get into something like political or nothing, but that's just how I feel at the moment. I actually was just motivated by a couple friends who thought I should comment on this. So, you know, like, I'm not even trying to get on it too much. Taxes equals paycheck, and bonus equals stolen money. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. When we come back, we got your, got a little bit of more of a hookup, man. We're gonna get on that for real, for real. Get a little bit on it. Next week we got Ebonics. On your favorite dictionary, we got Ebonics. I got probably like DJ Juice, who's gonna break it down for y'all. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is the 9 o'clock lounge. We'll be right back.
DJ Juice is back.
Yep.
So grab a drink and relax on a hammock and let the vibrant rays of the hotspot heat up your mood every Monday night from 7 to 8, where we will bash on celebrity news, have off-the-wall discussions about relationships and sex, because the freaks do come out at night. Also, gonna have great guest interviews and an in-the-mix session of your favorite hip-hop and pop music. So tune in and keep it locked every Monday night from 7 to 8, only on radio.dominican.edu. Get ready to put your stunner shades on for the hot spot, which is sure to hit your sweet spot.
I'm addicted to DJ Too Mellow.
It's that segment that you know and love. You got Snooki and Dina, so do robbing a store. In a Gumby outfit, man, you people doing stupid things. We have the famous market, which is...
It's called For Real, For Real?
Boom! Cha! Cha! You tuning in to the 9 o'clock lounge? It's your boy, DJ Too Mellow. And we got that segment that you know and love, man. You've come to recognize it is called For Real, For Real. So we got your stupidest news, man. And we're going to give you a piece. We're going to break it down. Do a little bit of analytical expertise. So the first news story that we got for you guys is a toilet paper war turns violent after a man attacks his acquaintance with an axe. So from what I have understood from this story, from reading it and stuff, yeah, you know, these communication students, we read, man, and we analyze and we give you guys our understanding, because that's what we're good at. So apparently, from what I understood, they were originally just trying to see who was, you know, like, who had like bigger cojones in the battle, like who could go better, who could get hyphier. And apparently it just like went really bad because they got really into it. And man decides that, hell, like, why bring toilet paper to a toilet paper fight when I could just bring an axe? So the same guy had already been arrested for assaulting a 2-year-old toddler in the same fashion. Now go and explain me why people like these are just roaming the streets freely. You know, it's not even because he's dangerous on purpose, man. The guy's just... he's got a certain aura of stupidity that just makes him dangerous in general. They should be... Now, I gotta tell you, I don't discriminate, but I'm generally scared of people who constantly make stupid decisions. People who are stupid. They scare me. They do. I can't even front. Can't go around it. They scare me. I'm always afraid that it only takes us one moment to give them a chance. All you really need to do is give them a chance to do something stupid, and they'll do it. With open arms. They don't waste time. So go and tell me why. Like, this guy had already been arrested for assaulting a 2-year-old toddler, and then he comes back and as if to top his expertise in stupidity, he goes and attacks his acquaintance with the axe in a toilet paper fight. I don't understand the world. Alright, so then we got the next one. An unattended flower pot caused a fire at a fire station. So apparently somebody had left a pot, a flower, you know, with a little cup in it, little cup to hold it. He left it on an oven or on a stove for too long, and it lit on fire. Now they're not specifying who this firefighter who did this is. Like, all I know is that, you know, like, they are looking into it. There's going to be consequences. But for real, like, for real. This happens at a fire station. I can only imagine what the town's going to be like with stuff like this happening. I got to say, some pretty scary stuff. And then we got a couple. One more. A student wrote an essay about Huggies diapers. Oh, my goodness. Now, see, typically this is not bad, okay? See, and it's not even in my place to really comment on the matter, because, you know, we've all been in that position to write stupid things, you know, in our, for a paper, you know, like, in the, like, everybody's done it at some point. You know, you just BS your reports and stuff. That's happened to us. Sometimes your creativity maybe runs a little crazy or not crazy enough, and just throw stuff. And I don't know. It doesn't even make sense. Hold up, man. Let me take a hot tea break. All right, so... So the guy was asked to write a paper, and I guess he ended up writing a paper on, let me find it. Like, I want to give it to you guys, like, word for word, because, like, on some real, like, sometimes the stupidity that people write is, like, you can't really tell people about it. So I guess he wrote about, like, a Huggies. He wrote it wrong, and the teacher goes and says, like, seriously, man, I'm a believer. He writes, like, it was not even that bad about diapers. These kind of papers that make me want to go, that make me want to roll up into the fetal position and cry, a warm cry. Some of the comments on it were pretty messed up, but, you know, I gotta say, like, I took a look at the paper that even caused this response, and I gotta say, like, doesn't make sense to me. Like, what the hell? You know, I'm all for late bloomers, man, but if you don't got it by college, you'll never get it, man. Like, no offense to nobody. I don't want to offend anybody. Maybe but, you know, like, I can't even defend that, really. Like, honestly, I can't even defend that. But enough of that, because it's news time. Got the top news at the bottom of the hour on radio.dominican.edu. Good evening, this is DJ Tumelo. So some prostitutes were found in a Mexican jail. So a surprise inspection in a prison in Mexico has revealed the presence of 19 prostitutes, 100 plasma TVs, 2 sacks of marijuana, and 100 cockerels for cockfighting. So the discovery in the prison of Acapulco came as police prepared to transfer the inmates to a Mexican security prison. The officers also found 6 female inmates living in the male section of the prison and 2 peacocks. So Mexican jails are notorious for overcrowding, corruption, and rioting. But it is not the first time that luxury items and weapons have been found in the Mexican jail. It's reported on radio.dominican.edu. In other news, the Italy's Berlusconi faces key vote amid economy fears. So he is set to face a crucial vote on the budget amid fears that Italy could be the next victim of the Eurozone debt crisis. So borrowing costs for Italy's government have soared because of fears it may be unable to repay its huge debts. On Monday, Mr. Berlusconi, who has survived dozens of confidence votes during his tenure, dismissed reports he planned to resign. Meanwhile, European finance ministers are due to meet in Brussels for a talk. In other news, Conrad Murray was found guilty of Michael Jackson manslaughter. So remember, this is the guy who caused the who they're saying caused the death of the great Michael Jackson. A judge told the court he was remanding Conrad Murray in custody without bail because he was convicted felon and a flight risk. So a panel of 7 men and 5 women took 2 days of deliberation to reach that verdict. Michael Jackson died on June 25, 2009 from an overdose of the powerful anesthetic propofol. Murray can now receive a maximum prison term of 4 years and lose his license to practice medicine. And in the last piece of news, the boxing ex-world champion Joe Frazier dies. This after a brief battle with liver cancer, his family said. Also known as Smoking Joe, he had been receiving hospice care in Philadelphia after being diagnosed with cancer several weeks ago. The 67-year-old was the first man to beat Muhammad Ali in 1971, but then he lost his next 2 bouts with Ali. He held the world title between 1970 and 1973. We will be right back on radio.dominican.edu. This is the 9 o'clock lounge, and this is your boy, DJ Too Mellow.
We're gonna skip one song
bitch in my home.
You know how many hot bitches I own.
I'm definitely in my zone.
DJ Tumelo.
This is Tumelo from radio.dominican.edu. Here to put you on game about the Make-A-Wish Foundation. If you don't know who they are an organization that helps the less fortunate. When you make a donation, you are helping fulfill a dying kid's wish. Contribute today and make a difference.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to the public.
And we are back to radio.dominican.edu. Still a little bit cold, man. Still a little chilly. I'm shivering in my boots. You guys are still listening to the best hour of the evening. Now, I know it's late, but I hope you guys remember to turn your clocks back 1 hour. Okay. Yeah. I see you. Okay, yeah, homeboy in the back over there, he got his clock turned back like yesterday, man. Yeah, he on it. It's cool. So if you want to check out more fail and all kinds of stupidity, check out failblog.org, man. I got to tell you, it's off the hook. I personally recommend it. It's cool. So now we're going to jump on to the next part. The real definition of opinion, son. So this is the point where you mark the line between opinion and what is fact. So I'm going to cover, several different points. So first of all, people got to be asking themselves, like, where do you mark the line between what's opinion, what's fact? And you'll get into a discussion. And I got to tell you now, I made a crazy discovery. And that's the discovery that people don't argue to find the truth. People argue to win. They argue to fight. They argue to be right. I don't know where people get that kind of egotistical behavior from, but honestly, man, that's really what it's been about. Because I've heard people make some really stupid arguments. You know what? And as a man, I understand that too. Like, there's a certain egotistical aspect. I know, I may know I'm wrong, but I'll argue just because just to see where it gets me, just to see if I can win. Yeah, like, it's not always about being right. It's just about winning. I want to be the one to say the last word sometimes. But see, when you go into an objective setting, like, where are you going to, where do you find the place for actually giving facts and then giving your opinions? See, and I had a situation come like I've seen this one play itself out too. Like, I've seen this one. Okay, that's why I'm mentioning it to y'all. It actually happened to me a little while back with the individual. The person won't be named. Has the audacity to go make a stupid comment. So I'm sitting there with DJ Juice and we just having a discussion and we having an educated discussion, so to speak. And I mean, we just chilling, man. We just, like, it isn't really like in a place where people really give much as far as opinions and stuff. And this individual has the audacity to go in there, like, and we're talking about success of all things. So we're thinking, okay, so this There's a certain aspect, like, there's certain things that you have to do. And, you know, when DJ Juice is discussing it, and this individual goes and hops on and says, well, you know what? in reference to me saying, you know what? Like, I don't think that somebody like you will be successful because you're ugly. Or I don't know, something like along the lines, like either because you're ugly or because I don't like you or something, like something along the lines, something just very, very stupid. So, you know, like I muttered behind her back and I happened to say it really loud. I didn't even think I said it that loud. Obviously, this individual heard me. And I say, yeah, that's why it's called your opinion. Please shut up.
Shoo.
Crazy. Like, no joke, man. It really happened. So the individual goes in behind and looks at me, gives me this glare. I'm like, yeah, that's why it's called your opinion. Shut up. Nobody wants to hear your opinion. We're here discussing facts. We're here discussing the economy. We're here discussing what kind of chances we actually have in the world right now. And you're over here telling me that I'm going to fail because you don't like me or because you think I'm ugly or, you know, you think something wrong with me. Something's not to your preference. And suddenly I got to conform to your preferences or otherwise I won't succeed. That's opinion, man. If you got money, then, you know, sure, maybe I'll bend a little. I don't break, though. So, you know, so said individual goes and glares at me. And I go, hey, well, you know, I'm only telling the truth, man. Like, it's, you know, like if you're going to go off and say your opinions, you're entitled to your opinions. You're entitled to your opinions. But don't ever pretend like you're entitled to be heard. That's all I'm saying. Like, don't ever pretend like you're entitled to be taken seriously, especially when you make stupid remarks like that. That's what I'm going to say now. Like, that's what, to me, what opinion is. If you spit, in fact, like if somebody goes and says, well, you know what? Like, I've already done the research, like so-and-so, like this is what it takes and this is what it takes. And it seems like to me, like you don't have that. To say something like that is more effective. I mean, obviously I'm not going to like it either way. But at least I'll look back and be like, well, she, damn. So-and-so says something that's very, 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 very factual. Like, they didn't even lie. Like, I can't even, you know, I can't even knock on them. Yeah, but when you go and say something stupid like that, like, that's the risk of when you want to give your opinions. That's the risk that you take. Like, that people aren't going to take you seriously. So, okay, so then we go to the next question. When is it okay to speak? And this is a crazy one. Because not everybody knows this one. Nope, not everybody can distinguish this one. Cut the music off. Only speak when spoken to. I think I make my point, right? That way you don't even have the distraction of the music or any background noise. Speak when spoken to. Honestly, man. Like, there are some certain times when maybe it's just a discussion and you can say things impromptu. But if nobody's asking you, don't say nothing. Just shut up. It's like simple and plain. Like, don't say nothing. Like, nobody asks for your opinion because nobody feels that your opinion is necessary for the discussion to continue. Shut up. Like, nobody needs to hear that. And here, man, I'm over here DJ Tumelo speaking the truth. You know, I hate to sound a certain way, but it has to be said. Because I'm figuring somewhere along the way, someone's going to hear it and be like, oh, okay. Okay. All right. I feel it. So then it comes to another one. So how do you tell that someone to shut up? And this one's a very difficult one, but typically they make it easy for you. Like, maybe they'll say something like they continue to speak a certain way and you can just tell, hey, man, like, I'm not even trying to be disrespectful, but shut up. You don't need to speak. Other times it's not as easy. But typically, I mean, that's what I think it takes. Like, I think once you get to that point with things, like, you know, like, shut up, man. There's no need for you to speak. All right, so in my opinion, there's two kinds of people who aren't saying much. Those who don't shut up and those who don't speak and those who don't shut up. You're listening to DJ Tumelo on the 9 o'clock lounge exclusively on radio.dominican.edu. When we come back, we're going to wrap this here thing up. We're going to give you a little bit of previews as to what's coming up next week with your For Real For Reals. And all of your other favorite segments, man. Also, what the real definition, what the next one is going to be. And also, what's the other one? Oh yeah, the other one, the lingo. We got Ebonics. So stay tuned. Trust me, man. We're just gonna go pay some bills. We'll leave you with a little bit of good music. We'll be right back in a little bit to wrap this here thing up, man. You're listening to DJ 2 Mello. Be right back.
Thanks for the mix.
Yeah, no problem, Smurfette. I should probably shout you.
You should shout me out. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, I got you.
You better. For real, you better. Okay, bye.
Radio.dominican.edu. I am 2 Mello. I'm out.
Oh my god, he forgot again. Ugh.
So, hey, man, hey, that's a good show you did today.
I was in rare form today. Let's go to Famous Row. Where was her problem?
In
non-talk
DJ Mello, Mondays on radio.dominican.edu.
Just to hit you? We even know this girl?
Hell, if I know, I'm actually in the mood for a blue slushie right now.
And I couldn't stop myself from looking hard.
Staring.
You wore these jeans,
girl, you wore these jeans.
And you made a thug wanna cry something terrible. I had to have you for myself, baby.
You don't know what those jeans do to me. Make me wanna get down on one knee.
You've got that thunder and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans. Come on,
jeans, looking good, plenty tight. Is there
any more room for me in those jeans?
Really think like I like it.
Come
tell
on.
Me, is there
any more room for me in those jeans?
Can you taste it? Really scrumptious.
Tell me, is there any more room for me?
Is there any more
those jeans?
Yeah. Looking good, plenty time.
Tight to death, baby. I don't know the words to say to you. All that I know,
baby, all I know is that I'm loving what I see and I'm feeling you.
Come on. I wanna know, all I wanna know
is if I can have what's up in those jeans. Baby, can I have what's up in those jeans?
Don't get alarmed, cause I don't mean no harm, but I love the way you wear those jeans.
Yes, I'm
doesn't matter,
you look fine, baby.
baby, damn those jeans. Anytime that I see you, I want it. You wear them well, baby, damn those jeans. You the shit, you the bomb.
All I wanna know is, can I have what's in those jeans?
Can I get it though?
Oh man, little dude, are you for real right now? Damn, this is Too Mellow here, bringing the word that when you drink and drive, accidents happen, bad things happen. So please, if you're gonna drink, be responsible. And what I say about making eye contact?
I'll get some boo boo, man. I'm gonna tell mama.
Yeah, go tell mama.
Woo! We back. Sorry for the little interruption. I was just gonna let you guys know that the name of the song that you guys just heard, it's a throwback, man. If you don't know the name by now, it's called In Those Jeans by Genuine. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and we're gonna wrap this up, man. So much fun I've had with you guys, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. What can I say? I'm touched. So we're just gonna give you all the business of what to expect next week. So next week, we got a pretty cool lineup, man. We got the Real Definition. And this time, I don't know, man. We're gonna throw one up in the air. We're gonna do the Real Definition of an Insult. And then we're gonna do your favorite dictionary, which is your friendly dictionary, which is gonna feature Ebonics. Might have DJ Juice give y'all a couple words, man, and then I'll just go define them. He gonna spit them for me, and then I'll define them for y'all. So we have that one. The mixtape is gonna be hot, man. It's gonna be called Letter to the King, DJ Too Mellow, man. I'm telling you guys, man, it's gonna be tight. So I wanna give a couple last minute shout outs to P of a T Baby. They gonna be on later tonight. I mean, they're gonna be on later this week. Tomorrow at 7. Shout out to DJ Juice. He was on earlier today. And DJ Sam I Am. Hey. Another shout out to the rest of the Monday lineup, man. A shout out to Lady Madonna. Does camera roll at 5. Another shout out to Tortula. And a shout out to the entire lineup tomorrow, man. It's going to start off at 2 p.m. What's the T with Nikki P? Shout out to everybody supporting the DU Radio. Shout out to the squad, man. That's my boys, man. Shout out to Marco Santano, a.k.a. Bron Bron. That McDonald's All-American dude over there. Shout out to B-Ron. Shout out to Cartel Chris. Shout out to Brandon Flores, a.k.a. Chicken. Shout out to my lovers. Shout out to my haters. You're listening to the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ Too Mellow on radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to take a little sip before we go. I'm drinking apple cider, by the way. All right, man. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Take care. Peace.